Tomorrow, President Obama travels to a summit of political and business leaders from across the Americas. The host nation is Colombia, a country many people still associate with drug lords.
Today's reality is different. The country is seen as a rising star in South America, stable, diplomatically engaged, and a magnet for foreign investment.
Some of the credit goes to Colombia's economic and military ties to the United States. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from the capital, Bogota.
The Nutresa factory in a middle-class neighborhood here in Colombia's capital churns it out. Countless chocolate bars and containers of ice cream. But Nutresa produces much more. It's grown into a food conglomerate, a $3 billion company with international affiliates and 30,000 workers. It's a Colombian company that is in many ways symbolic of the new Colombia. Mario Nino, Nutresa's vice president for innovation, says Colombia is experiencing strong growth and low inflation. All that means confidence for investors, he says, and the arrival of capital that's extremely positive. Foreign investment has quadrupled over the last decade, and Colombia was recently awarded investment-grade status. It also has a new free trade agreement with the U.S. It's a new reality sharply at odds with the past. The past many outsiders still have in mind when they think about Colombia.
He terrorized the nation of Colombia and made an enemy of the most powerful nation on earth.
That was the world of Medellin drug lord Pablo Escobar, as laid out in the documentary Killing Pablo. Juan Carlos Echeverri, who studied in the U.S. and Europe, says that's all people knew of Colombia, even years after Escobar was killed by police.
10 to 15 years ago, I studied at NYU in New York, in New York City, and I studied in Germany, I studied in Spain. And at every beer with friends from those countries, we spent hours speaking about Pablo Escobar and narco-trafficking.
Echeverri says it was tiresome. Now he's Colombia's finance minister, and at the America Summit in the coastal city of Cartagena, he'll be giving his side of the story to CEOs from some of the biggest companies around. He says many people are already getting the message.
People are talking about this. It's like infrastructure and oil and tourism, and people want to come to Colombia, and there's this humongous tectonic change of stereotype. Colombia as a promised land.
Echeverri even predicts that Colombia, with a population approaching 50 million, will in a few years surpass Argentina to become South America's second biggest economy after Brazil. Despite the rosy outlook, no one is saying Colombia doesn't face a range of deep-seated problems. There's a guerrilla conflict captured in this home video of a 2008 firefight posted on YouTube. The conflict's now simmering in remote rural areas, but remains a challenge for the state and the U.S., which provides military aid. Colombians also suffer from severe income inequality. Economic figures, though, show a shift that is gathering momentum, falling poverty rates, a bigger middle class. The purchase of big-ticket items like cars and appliances is at record highs. Luis Carlos Villegas, who directs the National Association of Entrepreneurs, says nearly 12 million people have joined the middle class since the 1990s.
And we have to feel very proud about that. The consequence of that is that we have a large internal market.
In Colombia's big cities, the sounds of change seem to be everywhere. Here in the heart of the capital, malls, apartment blocks, and office buildings are going up, including this 66-story tower. The developer, BD Promoters, is from Spain and invests in several countries, says Emilio Borella, who runs operations here.
In Colombia, we had an impression.
It was like an incredible sense of deja vu coming to Colombia, says Borella, who's from Barcelona. He says that the country feels a lot like Spain did when it started to modernize and grow fast a generation ago. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
Glad you're with us this morning on this local public radio station. You can continue following us throughout the day. Many NPR correspondents, producers, and editors are on Facebook or on Twitter. You can follow this program, among other places, at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.